You remember Dr. Danielle Spencer when in the 70s she played the little bratty sister, Dee, on What's Happening.
Ooh, I'm going to tell
Ooh, I'm going to tell Mama. But she's all grown up now, and she is Dr. Danielle Spencer. She's a veterinarian. How you doing, Danielle Spencer?
I'm doing terrific. How about yourself?
I'm doing real good. It's good to talk to you, too. Now, before I go on, are you one of those child stars from the 70s that doesn't like to be called D?
No. I mean, as a matter of fact, I mean, that is one of my nicknames. So, I mean, it matched perfectly.
But when people come up to you and say, when people come up to you and say, ooh, I'm going to tell Mama, are you one of those?
You get upset about it.
I chuckle. No, I chuckle. Because it's so funny because everyone thinks it's original. It's like that's the most common thing.
Yeah, the first person ever do that.
Tell me about it. Oh, yeah.
So I have to act like it's new every time, you know. And,
Oh, you got
it. Yeah, that's the most common phrase. That's the most common phrase.
I've never heard that before.
Oh, I can relate to you.
I know.
Okay, before we get to breast cancer awareness, let's talk about what's happening. Why did you stop? Why did you stop acting? You gave up acting, period.
Well, I definitely had to make a choice, and I remember it distinctly while I was in school studying to become a veterinarian, which was, you know, my first love. I had to dedicate several years to practicing, and I said once I graduate, I'm going to give it 10 years and see if I still like it, and if not, then, you know, I'll go back to acting, and, you know, here we are 22 years later.
And you never went back to acting.
I never did. However, I do have the itch every once in a while. I mean, there's so many, you know, great shows and many more opportunities than when I first started. So, you know, certainly there are things in the works because I feel like everyone should be, you know, have some type of representation on TV. And, you know, sometimes, I don't know, I guess I wish there was more things geared towards, you know, animal rights. And I'm so glad they have animal
That would be a great
now.
Reality TV
yeah.
show for you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And okay. That is definitely something we're working on.
And a proud graduate of Tuskegee School of Veterinary Medicine, right?
Oh, I didn't know you were.
Yes, I am. Yep.
Yeah.
Graduated.
You are smart.
You are very smart. 1990. You went there for that. Yes.
Yep. It was a great time. I'm so happy I went there.
It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And,
it is.
And you're getting ready to have surgery?
Well, that is definitely one of the options. I don't know if you know, but certainly once anyone is diagnosed with breast cancer, depending on the type, surgery is definitely one of the options. So we're certainly still exploring the options. You know, I'm trying to get, you know, as many opinions as possible, but that it does look like that is going to be what I'm going to do. And hopefully after that, there won't be any chemotherapy or radiation involved. But, unfortunately, go ahead.
I was just going to ask, when were you diagnosed?
It was just a month ago,
wow.
If you can believe that. And I know, and it's just so weird because, you know, of everything that I've been through, certainly with the spinal cord injury that I had 10 years ago, I don't know if you
that was
were
from
aware
a car
of
accident.
That.
From a car accident.
Right. You know, I certainly said, I know that God is not going to give me another affliction. And so I was completely shocked, you know, when the doctors told me. But, you know, I had to recognize, you know, they said 1 in 8 women will get breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And certainly I do have the disease in my family. Mm-hmm. So, you know, unfortunately, you know, I was the one to, you know, walk with this banner. And, you know, like everything else, I'll wear it, you know, proudly. Mm-hmm. And I have a lot of help and support around me. So that's really helpful. And also so many good things have been happening to me too. You know, so it's been a year of mixed blessings.
So the positive is that you have had a number of things that have come out to the good for you. Like what?
Oh my gosh. Yes. Well, as a matter of fact, the biggest thing is that I was, inducted into the Smithsonian Museum.
That's
and I'm
awesome.
The only child star in there. And I can't even believe it. I still can't believe it. So that's certainly something that people can look at for years to come, long after I'm gone. Mm-hmm. And then I have several things in the works. I have a play that I'm working on, and that deals with racism. I'm a reporter, and I interview one of the last remaining civil rights activists, so that should be interesting. And then I am working on my clothing line. And also, we're working on the reality show, as you mentioned, where we have several of my friends, and we're all grown up, and it's like a little glimpse into our lives.
You don't have time to be down by anything, do you?
I know. Can't let the grass grow. Gotta keep it moving.
Yeah.
Well, we wish you the best of luck in your fight, and thank you for sharing your experience. I mean, just so close to your diagnosis and all of that.
Yes.
And coming on and
everyone
talking about it.
Everyone gets checked. Yeah, I definitely say everyone has to get checked. I mean, you have to do a self-exam, of course, every month. But, you know, if you don't bring it to their attention, they're going to miss it.
All right.
Well, God bless you and good luck to you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
When you watch what's happening, you say, what happened to
we know.
D?
Well,
she
know.
Grew up.
Dr. D.
Dr.
Yeah,
D.
Yeah.
All right, Doc.
Okay. Take
bye
care.
Bye.
Be well.
Bye-bye.